This is 1UP Network Radio, and you're listening to this week's 1UP Your Show, April 28th, 2006. Got a pretty good show for you today. I got some new guys, some old guys here. Let me give you a quick rundown of what we're going to be talking about today. In the first block, we'll do the what you've been playing, like usual, and get to some reader mail. In the second part, I knew we couldn't leave it alone. We have to get our... Well, I'm not going to say hands-on. We have to talk about the Wii, right? And then in the third part, after our second break, we'll be getting into some news. We got all kinds of stuff. We got the PSP 2.7 firmware. We got a PS3 launch stuff, MTV acquiring X-Fire, a whole ton of stuff to talk about. Let's get everybody introduced. Go around the table here.
It's Luke Smith from 1UP News. You totally talked about the stuff I didn't want to talk about in 3. So now I have to talk about crap like the firmware.
Hey, man, whatever. You know what? You put this stuff here.
No.
News by.
No. Talk to your producer.
Right. Oh, no.
Hey. You didn't tell me to take it out.
enough bickering, kids. This is Shane.
So you'll have a surprise
enough
in the third
bickering.
Block.
This is Shane.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I'm back. I came out of my again. Day off. I didn't have to be here today, and I'm here to talk to you.
Wait a minute. What is this, Clerks?
It is. Also, Garnett.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
I like how you waited about 3 seconds before making a homosexual innuendo with us getting our hands on your Wii.
He did it. He did the Wii joke. That's it.
You did it.
Okay.
We can all go home.
Who is that, though?
That's it. Close it down.
We have a special new guest in the studio with us today.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, new guy and old guy, I think. I'm feeling like an old guy today.
And British.
Doubling our British quotient.
Extra credibility right there.
Yeah. We have two English guys.
Yeah, I know.
So, actually, we have a request from two people. Indy, a.k.a. Rex, and Milo900 would like... Well, originally this was aimed at me because I'm English, but because you're here too, they want us to say bollocks.
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 No, wait a minute, aren't you
That's bollocks.
But dog's bollocks.
The dog's bollocks is something slightly different. That's actually
good. The dog's
good.
Bollocks
right,
is a good
right,
thing.
That's
yeah.
The-
That's true. But if you're talking bollocks,
wouldn't you rather us have the good thing than the bad thing?
Which he's doing right now.
You might say we is bollocks.
Exactly.
Revolution was the dog's bollocks.
Exactly.
So I'm preempting the next part of the show. Sorry.
Yes, nice. And I like when I recognize 1UP users as a crazy people who comment on my blogs. Like Indy, a.k.a. Rex, he's like a crazy Puerto Rican kid.
He found the message board.
Way to go, guy.
That's Kimmy in the background. Yeah, she's here also today.
Kimmy's very impressed by you founding that, Indy.
She's kind of guesting in the studio. We're going to catch up with her like in the third segment. Is that cool?
Sure.
Yeah, all right. So we'll catch up with her in the third segment. All right, so let's do the what you're playing. So since you're here... And you're not supposed to even be here. What would you be playing instead if you're at home?
Well, actually, I want Luke to talk about what I've been playing.
Oh, you've been playing with each other. Is what
yeah,
you're
Luke.
It's good to play together.
It is.
Right?
We were playing a game together. Luke, why don't you talk about it?
Yeah, last weekend, we actually Skip and Shane and a couple other people and I went out to dinner. And then afterwards, we went back to their house.
It's not what it sounds.
Skip and Shane live together.
Bow,
wow. What was the game that we played? It was called
the Yakuken Special.
For
the Sega Saturn.
And what that game is it's a paper, rock, scissors game where the ladies in paper, rock, scissors, when you win, they shed a piece of their clothing. So we went through that for a little while. It was funny listening to Shane, like, Shane would have a drink in one hand and be yelling, like, take it off, bitch!
I don't remember that happening. But I remember specifically, Luke, after it's pretty hard, actually, the girls are really good at paper, rock, scissors. And the one girl, she claims to be 18, but she looks maybe 14. So it's really, really creepy. And Luke was like, no, you have to beat it. You have to beat her. You have to keep going back. And I was like, all right.
That's the one we had to, and we couldn't, and we'd never won.
It felt pretty wrong, though, even as far as we got.
So we're adding 14-year-old girls to Luke's list of...
And no one is safe from Luke. That's
so
what I'm saying.
You never managed to win any of the girls?
Well, no, win is a relative term. See, win is all nude. Like, if it's out of five, if you win 4 out of
and
5,
this is
you're
full
still,
motion
like,
video,
still
by the way. It's not like cartoons. It's real women.
it's real women.
Well, so when he's qualifying, he's not a hentai guy. It's actually real women.
The good news is we're going to try to get this on, like, Cesar's Crafter Piece Theater with some mosaicing or something. We'll have to run it by the lawyers, but look forward to it.
All right, so let's move past all that mess.
Are you playing anything else? Your fault.
Yeah, actually, I am, and you are too. We just finally got around to picking up brain training.
Brain training, whatever.
I have huge problems with it. The first day.
You do.
It's awesome.
Yeah, no,
shut
first,
up. It's
first
awesome.
Day.
You have the brain age of Yoda, that's why.
Yeah. So you think that'd be good, though? He's a wise dude. The first day, though.
400 years old.
Thinking is very smart, you are.
Exactly. Yeah, the
you
first
can't
day.
Can't read a
though,
milk carton.
Like, the first day, I was 28, and I was like, okay, that's cool. I'm just a little older than I really am. And the second day, I was like 52.
You hungover?
Was this the day after the the naked rock paper scissors?
No, that was like.
Were you taking your clothes off as well?
No, Shane tried to turn the game that way, but Skip and I were like,
"Oh, he tried to take your clothes off."
That's not our thing.
But you were already naked, so. That's
aren't you new?
Like you said, he fits right in. Right in there.
Wow.
So I had the same thing though, because like the first time I played it, I was 22, and then I played it again, and all of a sudden I'm 41. I'm like, what? Oh, okay. I like grew up overnight.
Were you hungover? That's the question I asked.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Alcohol has
just got stupider. That's awesome.
I didn't feel like I was hungover, but I had been drinking the night before.
Yeah, there you go. Brain cells killed.
Yeah. All right. John, what are you playing? Oblivion. Anyway, Simon, what are you playing?
Horse armor.
No, I did try Brain Age actually briefly and got pretty depressed with it and left it and never to go back with it again, I think.
Yeah.
But the sight of numbers in succession scares me to death anyway.
I did try Tomb Raider. On yes. your recommendation.
Yes.
I quite like it.
You see me playing it every night, right?
Yeah. You've gone pretty far. I only just started, so.
I hear it's not very long.
So, I mean,
God is making a meal of it.
I see him doing
it. Given the amount of play.
If we don't. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yes.
That's just a slow pitch down the middle, and I'm just going to go. I'm passing on that one. Ball. Ball.
Okay. Anyway.
Wow.
But I'm playing it on 360, and I like it.
I'm playing on 362. I'm really enjoying it, especially.
It's marginally better there.
Whatever.
Welcome back to the show, James.
Hi, hater boy.
I'm, you know, enjoying it marginally more than I maybe would have done if I'd played it on PS2.
If you had to put a percentage on that.
I finally got a high def widescreen television, and I love it. So it makes me very, very happy
to
play it.
To stay home and play games.
Right. It's awesome. So it makes me very happy to do that.
Try plugging it in.
I should. Yeah. Probably get better that way. All right, so we have some reader mail.
Nice.
I want to start. We need to start out with last week we asked about a Dreamcast game.
Right.
Like Ace Combat, and Xbox Fanboy was the first person to come back and say that it was Air Force Delta.
Hey, propers to you. I got several private messages on my blog as well, but yeah, he nailed it right off the bat, and that was indeed it.
Bucky Bit would like you to stop referring to the listeners as the kids out there. Because he thinks you're probably younger than at least half the audience, and it creeps me out when a kid calls me a kid, and then he says, I could be your daddy.
It's a term of endearment, you uptight old fogey.
He could be your daddy.
What's up, Gramps?
He may not want to like be that? Your daddy anymore.
Luke, maybe you should have a little more respect for our listeners.
Maybe. Maybe they should have a little more respect for the news section.
Oh.
Okay.
That's
right. He's really challenged. He's really into that whole David Spade thing today, like the whole type. Look into that.
Okay,
you're saying he's acting kind of gay.
Kinda.
Move right along.
What game are we playing? Come on.
You didn't bring your drink, by the way. Where's your drink?
I didn't have cash on me, so I had to just steal a Coke from the fridge.
All right, fair enough.
All right.
What else we got?
Read a mail.
Well, when do you want to... We have stuff... Last week we talked about ads and we talked about brand loyalty. You want to do that now?
Yeah, let's get right into that. That's actually the meat of it.
We'll start with the ads. Shindokun came up with the best expression for people that make advertising. The ad wizards are not telling the whole truth. Shock, he says. Why is that surprising to us? How many pre-rendered as gameplay ads are floating about these days? This was a sentiment that came up a lot. People hate pre-rendered game ads. Jim Guido just wants developers to be honest with him, and he's not interested in lucid dreams or environments that are rendered better than real life. He just wants stuff to play it straight with him. And this goes on. I have pages and pages of this stuff.
Yeah, so there was a lot of vitriol against the whole pre-rendered.
Yeah.
Why? Well, why do people hate the pre-rendered thing?
It's in this day and age.
It's not lies.
Next-gen games can look nearly as good as that. The best good-looking games look close to CG. So when you see a Madden ad that shows you no gameplay, or Call of Duty ad that shows you no gameplay, or X-Men ad, those are all three real ads I saw with no gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You don't know what you're getting, especially the X-Men game. It makes it look like this awesome 3D game, and it's actually a top-down RPG. It's like...
Okay, so
bait and switch.
In that context, I agree with you. But just taken as a whole, why are they so upset about seeing this pre-rendered stuff? A, you love pre-rendered video when it's in Final Fantasy.
Or Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Or Rock, Paper, Scissors.
That's true.
Right?
I do love...
And
I
the designers are using that as what they're working from. I mean, that is their working concept. How they're developing
a game.
A game
is a much bigger investment than like going and seeing a movie or buying a CD. And, if you're spending $50 or $60 or $70 for horse armor, I want to see what the game looks like. It's a game you play. You don't just watch it. You need to see what it looks like.
If I'm Kojima, though, and I do it like in the game engine, even though it's all BS and pre-rendered or pre-assembled and put together, suddenly that's okay.
Don't insult Kojima.
I'm not insulting him. I'm just saying that, are you telling me that you expect the PS3 version of Metal Gear to look exactly like that?
It better look better, the background's like garbage, but
there's never been a Metal Gear ad that didn't show gameplay. Like,
so they didn't pull any tricks there.
I'm just saying, I want to see gameplay, because you don't watch a game, you play it. I want to see gameplay. That's what I want out of commercial.
The thread on the message board was like 11 pages long, and this is basically the sentiment everyone wanted, is that, yeah, we understand that they have target video and that's what they're aiming for, but if they don't deliver on it, that's bad.
That is bad. That's...
And then when you put it into your TV campaign, I mean, this got called out in Europe, the Call of Duty ads and the... Yeah, it was Call of Duty.
They're doing all CG, but
it was first-person CG, so right. You were supposed to think that that was what the game looked like, and it looked pretty incredible. I mean, in Europe, it got banned because it was lies, but it's... I mean, it was still on here, as far as
I
know.
Yeah, I saw it here.
So the difference is, then, is whether you're being disingenuous about the whole thing or not.
Well, it comes back to what we talked about last week, which is just misrepresentation.
Right. So if you're trying to represent it as, hey, this is what the game looks like, here's how it's going to play, that's one thing. But if you're just showing... you know, like the intro to Final Fantasy or something like that to pimp it, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And if you buy a game based solely on a pre-rendered ad, you deserve what you get anyway. There's plenty of information out there for you to be looking at to decide whether you should buy a game or not. There's nothing to do with an ad.
Fair enough.
There was a bit of silence there. Did you notice that? That was so poignant.
I was touched.
I just wanted to take a moment and just let that sink in. Yeah. That profundity.
It's pretty heavy, right, so heavy stuff.
That is profound, heady stuff.
Let's jump from that over then to brand loyalty.
Well, the two were very much connected, and I think a lot of people responded to both. But there were sort of two conversations ended up going on. There was the brand loyalty, as in console loyalty, which turned into a bit of a fanboy debate. And then there was some loyalty to publishers. And not many publishers really came up, although Sega came up a few times. The Kraut, who I'm assuming is German...
That's quite the leap.
He might just like Chicago dogs.
Well done, Columbo.
Yeah. Brand loyalty is a nice way of saying someone is a fanboy. I only dedicate myself to one company, and that's Sega.
As a person of German descent, I'm quite offended, John.
Really? My wife's German, so I'm allowed to.
I married into my predisposition.
You don't want to go where that's going. But yeah.
But his sentiment,
I put my priority
to the console with the best games. I mean, that was what everyone came back with, is that, you know, ultimately, loyalty to a console, it comes down to the games, and people are defending their purchase decision, I think, a lot of
it. Right, because they have a lot of money invested in it.
Yeah, and not everyone can afford all three.
And I think publisher loyalty, it comes and goes. It's tough to be loyal to a publisher, because they're eventually going to ship some bad games, and you can't force yourself to, like, pretend you like State of Emergency, no matter how much you like Rockstar, or, even, you know, like Square Enix... You know, everybody has bad games. EA has bad games. It's tough to love a publisher.
Manhunt. People pretended to like that.
I would talk more about EA in terms of, like, EA has sometimes some good games. rather than, like, sort of give them the benefit of the doubt, be like, even EA has bad games. Like,
On occasion, they produce a good game.
On occasion, EA has a good game.
But no, EA Sports, though, does have a big brand loyalty, and that's because they're good, so...
Well, and because they have a pretty rock hold on a lot of the sports franchises.
That's true.
So that doesn't hurt them there. I think the thing that surprised me in reading through all of that is that a lot more people want to be portrayed as middle-of-the-road gamers. But I think when you go out and talk to people, you hear more personal sentiment of, oh, I love PlayStation or whatever, than came through in the whole message board thread.
Yeah, I felt like a lot of people on the message boards were really kind of, we're doing that. We're playing nice. Right.
They were trying to stage their answers.
Yeah, like, I don't want to get called out because I like Sony more than other consoles.
If you do go
consoles.
And explain your opinions in a public forum, you know, for whatever reason, people tend to be kind of mean to you.
Yeah.
As I found this week.
Aww. That's a damn shame.
Sorry, man. Shit happens.
All right, so I guess kind of what we want to go to then is, how do you want to be advertised to? One of the big things that's happening now is we're getting games inside of ads. And there's like this immediate...
Ads inside of games.
We're getting games inside of ads as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's like this immediate backlash as soon as you see it. Oh, I don't want any ads inside my game. Screw that. And I have like a big problem with that right off the bat, because if I'm doing a racing game and I'm driving down the street, I'd much rather see an ad for some shaving cream or something that I know than some BS made up stuff.
You know, it's weird though. Like when people were playing Fight Night 360, I was looking at all the advertising of that, and it was so egregious, and it was like in your face. But it was like unrealistic. You go to and like every single banner in the arena would be like Burger King. Like it just looks dumb.
Yeah, I disagree. I think if you're going down the road in some game and you see these banners, these ads up there, they should be imaginative, and they should have been a great opportunity for someone to have a good laugh with it and have and create all kinds of fun
by,
brands.
In the GTA
and
games,
brands.
I mean, there's some stupid ads all over the place, yeah. And it's a chance for some wit. And I think, yeah. I mean, people always tend to go to racing games as like because it's the no-brainer. It's like you billboards is. Yeah, of course. It's got ads on it.
And sponsorship in the real racing world is
what
pays for
it. I think what people push back against is if ads start to turn up in places where they shouldn't be. Remember that scene in Minority Report when he's walking through that hallway and there's all the hologram ads for like everything? I think people's vision is, oh, what if it's going to be like that, where it's just like really in your face and inappropriate. And so, you know, we don't want McDonald's turning up in World of Warcraft.
That's a scary thought.
Other than slash McDonald's and then order.
Pizza Hut turned up in EverQuest.
Thing was awesome. You could actually order a pizza through EverQuest.
No one used it, though, apparently.
Two-thirds of orcs are obese.
Due to pizza consumption.
Well, so the problem is with next-generation development, you got to find a way to pay for it, and no one wants to pay more for games, right?
That's true.
And advertising supports our journalistic efforts, it supports the game world, it supports television world. So if it's plays for the game, are you okay with it?
We're approaching question of the week. We need some kind of like thing for question of the week.
Like a sound effect?
Or just like a, boom. You know...
Question of the week!
Shouty thing.
I think you just nailed it, and that was it.
There you go.
That's a tough ethical question. I was thinking, like, you know, if Mountain Dew sponsoring Shadow of the Colossus could have made it be a better game, I might have gone for it.
Would it have been fun then?
They might have added like some gameplay.
Would that have
world.
Patched the fun?
Could have they could have added the fun?
Would it have been quite as relaxed? Would it?
Yeah, like you do the Dew, and then they can go fight monsters or something.
So or like, are the world actually comes to
I
life?
I just offended
in the game?
Every artsy gamer in the world by suggesting a Mountain Dew game with Shadow of the Colossus.
That is pretty horrible, actually.
But hey,
wait, what? What's the what question of the week that we're reaching desperately for?
Eco
here?
You just said how about Eco and a Slim
Garnet
Jim?
Just said
shush. What is the question? Garnet.
The question is, if games are going to be more expensive, are you okay with some in-game advertising?
That's a lame question. We have to get more specific than that.
All right.
Is it okay?
That's a, I get, yes.
Would you accept in-game advertising if it offsets the cost of the game and makes them cheaper?
Right.
That's a good question.
That's the question.
Very articulate.
That's why we bring
the Brits.
That's quite
nice. There you go.
Credibility plus
That's why
five.
I bring my small computer.
And is there a line? That's also a good point.
Where's the line?
Where's the line?
That's a discussion thread.
All right. So we're good to go with that. And on the back side of this break they're going to take here, we'll be back for...
Is that it again?
What?
Backside?
The backside?
Luke's not even noticing.
On the other side of this break, we'll come back and we'll get into the Wii.
The wheel get into us.
You're listening to the One Up Yours podcast on the One Up Radio Network.
This is not the One Up Show. This week we have Okami, experimental game Lapis, and more Crafter Piece Theater. Every Friday at noon, available on oneup.com or the iTunes Music Store.
Hi, this is Jeff Green, the editor-in-chief of Computer Gaming World Magazine. With me is Ryan Scott, associate editor of CGW. Say hi, Ryan.
Hi.
Ryan is held at gunpoint right now. And unless you listen to the CGW radio podcast, I'm going to shoot him. So if you want Ryan to live, please listen to the CGW radio podcast at cgwradio.oneup.com or at iTunes. Do it for Ryan. Do it for Ryan's mom.
And we're back to share a little ennui.
I thought we had a ban on these things.
You liked that one. That was why
I did
it.
Like ennui.
All right, so we got to get into the whole Wii
Sushi
topic.
Sushi Boy Zero said he was expecting two toilet jokes, which I'm assuming we're going to turn up in this section.
I think we're in the toilet throughout.
I think he's specifically talking about Wii.
We should see if we can make a play to not make the toilet jokes during this segment.
A cool thing is, I'm not sure who it was. I'm guessing maybe it was Luke who put the Wii logos above the urinals.
It wasn't me. No. I wish. I was too busy, like...
Yeah, it was a spirited attempt. It came pretty early. It was there about, like, 11 a.m. in our...
Yeah, it was really quick.
Yeah. It's like Wii here or something. It says good.
All right, so let's just start off right off the bat. Is it consensus around the table that Wii is not a good name?
That's awesome.
Michael,
these Brits are so dry, aren't they?
I think it was a good effort.
Dry.
Good effort.
Yeah.
This is from Simon. Oh, it takes the piss.
So, jolly good show, mate.
Simon and I have sat in with some of these naming agency people.
It's true,
we and you spend tens of thousands of dollars on these people who have come up with some good names. In the, you know, I mean, I think the guys that we work with came up with PowerBook and iPod. They did the iPod, right?
Yeah.
And smart people who know, and they do the trademark searches and everything, but you sit in these things for hours and hours and hours and hours, to the point eventually where you get totally deaf to every word that comes up.
Words are like meaningless at that point.
Yeah, like everything sounds stupid. So I would have liked to have been in the room when some guy went, "Hey, I got an idea." We. And I was like, "What?"
It's like midnight. They're like,
except with two eyes.
And then they explain it with PowerPoint. So there would have been a long then kind of silence from everybody, much like the one that we're listening to right now here. And then there would have been a sort of a half an hour explanation of why we is in fact the best name in the world ever.
Well, it means something positive and enjoyable in every language, apparently.
Followed by a large invoice.
Made for a hell of a video. Well, I mean, that was really cool how the video split apart.
I do like the eyes as controllers.
But right? The whole campaign is so iPod. I mean, really, it really is.
Nintendo really wants to be Apple now.
And maybe they can. It's not the worst idea. No. You know?
That's a great caveat. It's not the worst idea. Hey, I went out with this girl last week. What was she like? She wasn't that ugly. Like, ringing endorsement.
Fantastic personality.
Well done, Nintendo.
But like, so Michael on News Editor and I were kind of on damage control defending the Hive yesterday. But, you know, we still thought it was retarded and incomprehensible. But the fact that they announced it 2 weeks... I will give them credit.
It's not incomprehensible.
Yeah. I will give them credit.
If I get in trouble with the law, you'll be my first call.
What he did was retarded and incomprehensible.
But like, hey,
if that's
help
the road
out.
They're going down, like, you know, the system is so weird that like they'll make a name that's so weird that everything is just so incredibly fucking weird.
Well, people are talking about it.
But they are talking about it. And the fact they announced it 2 weeks early is brilliant, because if they had announced it at the press conference, it would have been laughter and shrieks and people like passing out, because you really can't handle that shit at like 8 in the morning.
Some of those press conference announcements can be kind of embarrassing.
I have this image of this 250-pound Nintendo fanboy going,
And now they announce it. We have like 2 weeks to ruminate on it, like make it sound somewhat normal, and like, you know, they get all this free press. Like on Google, it was like one of the top stories. It had like, you know, all the major outlets.
That's called rationalizing what we're going to be doing for the next 2 weeks.
But you know, what's funny, by the end of the day, I was used to it. But then on the way home, I was talking to Brian, and I said, "Yeah, and the Revolution version." And then I had to correct myself and said, "The Wii version."
It's a weird thing to say.
It sounded really weird.
If they'd have come out and said it was going to be, we are going to call it Revolution, or we are going to call it something entertainment system or whatever, everyone would have stood up and cheered. Instead, it would have been like, do you remember the Sony press conference when Kaz walked out with the real PSP?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
And he comes out, and he like, "I have something to show you." He went like this, and he held it up, and there's all these cameras, and it's panning around on the big screens, and it's complete silence.
Yeah.
And it was so embarrassing, because he was obviously waiting for the applause,
right,
and it never came.
Right.
Oh, wow, yeah, it looks a lot like that picture you released a year ago. Yeah. Great, thanks.
Yeah.
And this would have been...
You didn't turn it on.
It would have been like, "Wee!" And it would have been like... Huh?
But Shane, what you went through yesterday, and
the men's room's over there.
I brought this up briefly before the show. Is kind of like the different stages of grief.
It is. And there's denial, rage,
anger, bargaining. I wrote these down from the interweb. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance.
That's exactly what I went through.
So I think, you know, I mean, denial was. I mean, we all went through this. I think a little bit yesterday, which is that when we first saw it, it was like, hey, maybe it's Wi-Fi without the F.
I thought it was a spoof. I didn't think it was real.
Right.
That's the other one.
Yeah. That's denial.
That's denial.
Yeah, that's,
pure,
you know,
denial.
Maybe it's a
joke.
Maybe
someone's
it's a hoax.
Pissing with us.
And then, of course, we move into anger, which I think everybody felt, which is, I can't believe they're fucking it up this badly. And then there's bargaining, according to the interweb again on
it's
grief.
Like, it's like, Naked Juice is a weird name. You're right.
You read the Perrin Kaplan thing on MTV as well, huh?
You're right.
It's maybe if you turn the, you know, the W upside down. It's me. That would be, could you do that, Nintendo? That would be great. Maybe we could just, you know, it wouldn't cost too much on the marketing.
It's a Wii Wario.
Where's apathy? Because I was like, hey, third place. Hey, you're still in third place. You're not going to sell this to middle America.
Flame bait.
Well,
I like how you crush the hopes and dreams of creative people and just like...
Sorry, your creativity sucks. You had the best fucking name in the world for your console. A name that actually embodied what the console was about in comparison to the next generation. The Revolution, you had this opportunity to capitalize on, and you fucked it up. And when you're in third place at the end of this next console cycle, unless you launch at like $45, which you're not going to.
$45.
You sound like you're still in anger.
I'm not angry at Nintendo because Nintendo to me is going
to
be in third place
no
matter what.
You need to progress to bargaining.
Luke, okay, here's I am. $45. I'm at the register day one.
What about this? $45 is the price point. Yeah?
They wanted it to be just so different because like Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, it's like 4 or 5 syllable. They wanted to be so different. Wii, it's like you can't confuse that when consumers
go in. But it sounds so limp when you say it. Like, oh, I'm going to get the Wii version of that. No, actually, maybe I won't.
Yeah, it's like, oh, the Shin
one? That was another one
of
those slow pitches, you know? A limp Wii. That was such a... slow pitch on the middle.
I'm still too angry.
Oh, sorry.
You're too angry.
You know, Luke, I think in a week and a half, when you get your hands all over that Wii, you're going to understand why it's so fun.
You won't be able to do exactly what you want to do.
Like, time out.
Luke, you won't be able to put it down.
We lost Garnett. He's gone.
Garnett down.
Sorry about that.
Okay, Shane, thank you for knocking really bad English tea over.
It looks like you've weed yourself.
Kimmy, can you go find us a napkin or something?
Send the woman to do it. Could you clean the floor?
We've lost. Garnett, take control.
It's okay.
If Luke asks her for a sandwich, we're in trouble.
Kimmy, while you're at it, can you make Luke a sandwich? Are these baby wipes? Oh, baby wipes?
Can we take a break?
What does it smell like?
All right, so
you're
anyway.
You're used to cleaning up after Shane. Can't you do it?
I think this is gold. This is gold right here. This is what we're all about at the
Skip
One Up Good
Show.
These
wild hand signals over there. Yeah.
I think Skip is talking.
Wrap it up!
Skip is talking to deaf people.
So
the whole problem.
Smell like babies. Go now.
The whole problem with the Wii story and the whole problem with the Wii name
is
exactly this.
Wait, we are continuing with this?
Of course we are.
Oh, Garnett's on track.
This is the point right here. This is the point. They had all that energy with Revolution, and all it can do now is make some fucking stupid jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really shitty.
I think they'll be bringing back at E3. I think their press conference is going to be huge. It's where they have the Academy Awards. It has twice as many seats as what they've had in the years previous.
I'm cool with that.
Big event out.
But here's my point. They had all this energy that was starting to build with Revolution. At Ubisoft press event the other day, we got to actually... play with the Revolution controller. I'm not going to call the damn thing the Wii. I hate that name.
Us hardcore gamers, we think, oh, this is weird. We know it's Revolution. But like all like the people reading CNN or Reuters, they're just like, oh, Nintendo, that's really strange. What are they doing with this?
Right.
I'm curious about it. They're not
okay,
like,
but here's my
they're
point.
Not as jaded and bitter. Their heart isn't black and crystallized.
I don't care about the name ultimately. What I care about is it took the wind out of their sails. It took the wind out of what they were doing that was hot.
I think that's just your perception of it.
I like Jim Guido.
Oh, come on. The internet's melting.
It's called the Wii, for Christ's sake. You had something called the Revolution,
he is so much right in the middle of bargaining. Oh, yeah, it's not that big a deal.
I'm an acceptance dude.
Their console's a fucking dick joke now. That's what it is. It's a dick joke.
Jim Guido on the board says he's going to continue to call it Revolution forever, and I think a lot of people are going to keep doing that.
I'm going to call the damn thing Revolution. That's it.
Yeah.
You're going to write Revolution on the side?
Sure. Yeah. Get out my Sharpie. Revolution.
Wow,
that's right.
I think that was the most dramatic segment we've ever had on the one.
Well, there was liquid distribution.
Before we go back down that line, let's just cut the line here. We've covered the Wii. You guys, I'm sure we'll be back on the Wii next week. So,
we said we weren't going to do jokes, but there have been a lot, and we have acknowledged a lot of them. But you have a favorite Wii joke, right?
Go on.
What?
Get
out your Wii.
Joke.
The one that, I mean, this is humiliating because I can't believe I laughed at this, but the one that made me laugh the most was when I read it and I was like, you're in the game.
You're in the game.
Yeah. That's the problem again is that they...
Oh, Luke's taking the high road now.
They turned their console into a schoolyard joke.
Oh, that's not funny. I'm far too sophisticated to find that amusing.
No fart jokes, please.
Let's take our really cool high concept art, you know, we're going to do something different and turn it into grade school play yard. Why not? Mm-hmm. It's a great idea. It's brilliant.
I like to play shooting games with my Wii.
Did Nintendo contact any of you for your feedback yesterday on it? Because they did contact us and ask for what we thought.
Well,
they did?
Yeah. They talked to Brian.
I think we've established that now here.
They talked to Brian, and Brian was kind of, he echoed a lot of sentiments, but he's kind of in acceptance too now. So yeah, they might have, yeah.
Weak.
Well, acceptance is, acceptance doesn't mean you got to like it. It just means, okay, we're stuck with it, right?
Right.
They're not going to change it.
And the machine's still going to be a machine, and ultimately the name is not going to be the end of the world one way or the other.
Yeah.
It just took a lot of the wind out of their sails, and that's unfortunate.
But to Luke's point, we are now stuck for the next 5 years with E's being replaced with two I's.
On the internet, yeah. God, it's going to just
awesome.
Be
thanks.
Thing. Oh, yeah. New version of LeetSpeak.
Yeah. I actually thought about it. Like, maybe it was Nintendo's thing to like change the language, just like create a word that isn't even a word. You know, like...
Well, that's Intel's doing that right now by trying to make V the new I is their position on this, and they have V Pro chips and the Vive chip. And it's like, it's all made, and this goes back to when we had this meeting with these people, that they say every word you can think of, someone already owns the trademark and the URL for it, so you've got to make up a stupid word. That's it. This is the future of corporate America. Stupid made up names.
But you see, you would think that, but then, you know, GameCube, what an awesome name for a console.
It is what it is.
I really think
it plays games and it's shaped like a cube.
But after PlayStation, that's the best name for a console ever.
Xbox is extreme and it's also a box.
Yes.
All right, so Milky and I were talking about that last night and we were like, Katana?
Good name.
It was a great name, but they turned it into the Dreamcast. Right,
which
was okay though.
They had a bunch of planet names as well that they were the other code names. There was a Jupiter kicking around, Mars, and that never happened, and
Uranus. Something.
Sorry, you had to go there. Didn't you?
You could just see it going across his eyes.
Ass joke.
Which planet?
That trotting inexorably towards my job. Yes.
All right, so I think we've wrapped that up. Give us some more feedback on the boards. We'll come back to this again next week. Cool? Everybody good with that?
Sure.
All right, so on the other side of this break, we'll be back. We'll get into news. Not the news we announced, but whatever the news guys feels like giving us.
Yeah, no one cares about the PSP firmware at this point.
All right, whatever.
You can download Loco Roco.
Cool.
All right, and we'll be back in a minute.
Listen to EGM Live to hear Electronic Gaming Monthly editors take you beyond the pages of the magazine.
Extended impressions of the hottest games.
Shocking celebrity guest stars.
Exterminate all man animals at will!
And the newest video game soundtracks.
That's EGM Live, available at egmlive.oneup.com or the iTunes Music Store.
Radio PM. It's the wide world of PlayStation squeezed into 30 minutes, delivered oven fresh every Monday, completely free of charge, via 1UP and the iTunes Music Store. Listen to the editors of the official U.S. PlayStation magazine as they redirect years of pent-up video game violence. Trainwreck or masterpiece? Tune in to find out at radiopm.1UP.com.
Yours podcast on the 1UP Radio Network.
News feed time.
What is that?
That's our news feed. High tech stuff right there.
I think we need a new jingle.
Yeah, can we actually have the like a real version?
Can we not
time?
Afford these sound effects?
And we don't have any. We don't really have a bunch of sound effects.
Once we start selling ads, what's up, advertisers? Want to add?
Yeah.
Then we'll get sound effects and stuff.
What do you like? Hold up the product and be like, "You're like Gold Bond medicated powder. It would help me to get over my syphilis."
Coca-Cola Classic.
Wow, we just gave two ads for free. Freebies, gimmies, come on.
They're going to start sending us a lot of Gold Bond medicated powder.
Fantastic.
Before every 1UP yours, I like to get fresh with
Crest.
So, onto the news, Luke. What you got?
Yeah, onto the news. The first thing that I want to talk about this week is this Oblivion PS3. PSP rumor that leaked out.
That certainly got hot.
Yeah, it did, actually. And we contacted Bethesda about it. They said that at this time, there were no... they had announced no plans to bring Oblivion to the PS3 and the PSP. So... They've announced no plans to do it.
In similar news, Rockstar won't be doing another Grand Theft Auto ever again, and Nintendo's giving up Mario.
I actually have another piece of news. You know what else? Mm-hmm. I read this morning on the internet. A new Halo game is going to be
shown. Oh, really?
No,
that
shit.
That's a new, like, a bunch of websites have it. I'm like, new Halo game to be shown at E3. Like, are you kidding?
It must be true because it's on the internet.
I mean, with Evolve.
Oh, by the way, folks, that's Kimmy.
Oh, that is Kimmy.
Oh, hello.
I'm Kimmy. Hi, guys.
Kimmy's here because we wanted to get her on the air at least one time before we must sadly say that.
Before I leave.
She's leaving.
Today's my last day.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I can see it where I'm going, but I'll just say I'm moving to Montreal where it's freaking cold.
She's taking off to the great white north.
It's a cool city, though. Montreal's a really nice place.
It is, eh?
So you'll have to get a toque.
It is. You have to learn some Francais.
Francais.
That's a real bummer. Now. I kind of really brought.
I know it's like,
down, didn't it?
But I'll still be around. You know, I'm still going to be around as a member.
Positive thoughts.
Contributing.
Luke was in mid rant.
Yes.
And you're going to be at E3, right?
I am going to be at E3 for one up.
So if you're
coming
to E3 and you're going to one up booth, you might see Kimmy.
So goodbye doesn't really mean goodbye. I'm still going to be around.
See you later.
Even if I'm not at another company, I'm still going to be blogging. Still going to be harassing everybody.
Awesome.
So, Oblivion.
And you don't have to worry about Luke and his rant. He'll hop right back
He's
into that.
Right back
yeah,
on.
I'm back. I've actually just, because I was interrupted by the sad story, I'm actually angrier. So, Oblivion.
He's moved back.
Oblivion PS3. It's like that. It's exactly like that. It's like, yeah, and Rockstar's not doing another GTA. And guess what? Halo is going to be shown at E3. Like, it might happen at some point. No one really knows for sure. People have to keep in mind that Bethesda is still a third-party developer. Mm-hmm. Like, we talked about this in the office this week. Like, the perception that people have about Bethesda is because Oblivion was such a big hit for the 360, is that it's like, well, they're a Microsoft studio now. Yeah. Not at all.
If it comes out this year, there still would have been the sort of customary 6-month exclusivity period,
right,
regardless, just by chance. So
I do think Microsoft helped co-market Oblivion, but it doesn't matter.
They did.
But exclusivity arrangements are normally 6 months. I mean, the GTA one was that, and it took a bit longer to get the Xbox version done.
So
if
Oblivion is there at launch for
PS3, I think Bethesda would be kind of dumb not to do it because, you know.
Look, they like money. They'll do it.
Right. Yeah.
And it'll bring Oblivion to an entirely new audience.
The more interesting part of this is the PSP.
That's right,
rumor.
Because people who like consoles don't own 360s. They wait for PlayStation.
Got it. Shush. We want to talk about the PSP version.
Yeah, well, there's an Elder Scrolls game for cell phones too. So it is.
I hear it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
No. But it's at least possible now on the PSP. It's like, I feel like if you live within a bus ride to work, if you start your PSP and start loading an area, by the time you get to work, you should be able to play.
Maybe. Yeah. I think it might need to leave out overnight.
I'm going to go into a new town sometime tomorrow. I don't know when.
Well, you see, that extends the gameplay for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a 75-hour experience. The first 48 are by loading.
What else you got on your threat down there?
Yeah. Just to continue with the PS3, unofficial PlayStation Magazine reported this week. This was interesting, exciting, and I'd like to call bullshit. That they are revealing the date and price of Sony's PS3. Oh, the price.
I don't expect.
Yeah.
The price, $399.
Right, sure.
The date, early November. I've got some other news for you. In October, I have a birthday. Okay? That's the kind of news that is. And $399, you know what? That's a good price. On your road trip to Fantasyland, it's not going to come out at $399.
PSM's been busting this stuff out every month lately. Yeah.
Are you sure it's not like our dream idea of what we would think if we made shit up? Because they do stories like that. Like, if we made GTA, here's what it would be. If we made PS3, here's what we would do. You know, I haven't read the story, but
I haven't read the story.
It's tough not to slag on the other guys when they're pulling stuff out of the air like that.
Right. I mean, the date's right, but the price. Sony probably won't even tell the price at E3.
They're not going to.
That was news.
The price will be the story just prior to September, maybe.
Right. It's its own story. Why? Like, you don't want to get rid of an opportunity to have news coverage.
Yeah,
they're going to wait long enough to announce the price that by that time you don't give a shit what the price is. You just have to have it.
Exactly.
Well, it'll be a chance. What it'll really be is a chance to refocus on PS3 in September, because it'll be like PS3 is a big story now for E3 and a month after, and then people sort of forget and be like, what am I going to play now? And then they'll be like, oh, nothing's coming out on 360. I'm not going to play anything.
Speaking if they play their cards right, I don't think they'll have that drop-off. I think they'll be able to maintain PS3 momentum all the way through the launch period.
Some retailers are starting to hint they're not doing pre-orders. Is there anything to that?
They're not up yet. But like we were talking about it at lunch yesterday, and Mark McDonald was talking about how he put his pre-order down on his 360 before they were officially taken.
Yeah,
but like, it's lame. Like, DS Lite has an official date and price now, and we guys went to EB like yesterday, and they wouldn't let them pre-order it. Mm-hmm. Comes out, you know. Whatever.
That's something that EB GameStop has been wanting to do anyway.
Or did you just break an embargo?
I think you might.
It's known. No?
You're going to have to edit that, beep that bit out. Actually, beep over it. That'd be even funnier.
Yeah, totally beep over that. I thought they...
No, because... announcing...
That's when it...
Then you just said it again.
Oh, shit.
Well, so, it's funny that the EGMA is right there
now. It's like, you know the day, here it is. That's funny.
So
anyway, yes, I think there is. You ask about whether or not there's substance to them not taking pre-orders. Yes, there probably is because they got burned so bad.
Well, and how many? I mean, there's going to be maybe 300,000-400,000 units in November if we're lucky. Yeah.
And here's the real world. EB GameStop, they have absolutely no pull with Sony anymore. Sony wants to get the product out to Target and Walmart and Best Buy and Circuit City. Yeah. They don't give a damn about EB and GameStop.
I can't wait to
see. Those guys are going to be lucky to get a couple of units at
store. You know what's going to be fun? To watch Luke go to the line that's going to be at the PlayStation store. Because they're keeping the PlayStation store. Like, you harassing the people in line.
What's going to be fun is Luke going and waiting out to buy a PlayStation 3 and then posting how much he sells it for on eBay. On his blog.
Like $1,500 probably.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
You're going to be the one person waiting in line.
Then blogging about what I do with that money.
You got any more news over there, Luke?
Yeah, I do. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, the new chip technology, and people are speculating in Xbox 360, and people are like, well, it means a price drop's incoming. No, there's no incoming price drop for the Xbox 360 because that chip tech doesn't hit till early 2007 in the new units. So while it's making them cheaper to produce, that cheaper production doesn't start till 2007. What that means is it doesn't lend itself to a price drop until fall 2007 at the earliest. So, like we've said before a million times on the show, the real war for your place in the living room is fall 2007, and that's also the earliest time you can expect to see a price drop from the Xbox 360. Will they? I don't think so. Why? Because probably fall of 2007 is when you'll see that next Halo game.
Did you see the Business Week numbers this morning on sold units of 360?
Like 3.2 or something?
Yeah, 3.2 million.
Worldwide?
Yes, it was worldwide numbers.
It's like 1.2 here, right?
Yeah, so 3.2 million this well far
in. 2 million in Europe.
It's doing well in Europe. No, yeah, because there's like 230,000 in Japan.
Thousand or just
230,000, I think.
It sold like 18 last week.
It's still like 150,000 less than Xbox One in Japan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. So Japan notwithstanding, because that's not the heart of the market anyway, 3.2 million this far in, they can't be that upset with that number. That's a pretty good number.
It's a good number, yeah.
Well, we can go back to the same crutch and Microsoft can lean on it again, is the availability.
I've been into stores recently and you can walk into
I saw some Best Buy now.
Yeah. Right. And the other side of that is they also posted, so their game group also posted a dramatically increased loss year over year. They're up to like 300 and something billion dollars, which is nothing to Microsoft. They laugh at that. But then the other interesting story about that was, did you see the number about how much PS3 is costing Sony?
Yeah, they're expecting to lose a ton of money this year. Which is a surprise. That's a surprise to no one, though.
Right. It's not really a surprise, but the number was really big.
Yeah, but that's the way.
It's nearly a billion.
That's the way business works. I mean, Microsoft's lost $7 billion on Xbox.
Well, some people too speculated that meant that the PS3 was going to come out at a competitive price, which people were taking that expected forecasted loss, that loss being so big that maybe people were thinking like, oh, well, maybe Sony's going to price the PS3. To compete with the Xbox,
that they're already writing off the losses selling the units.
It's possible that at $499,
PSM is right.
Well, even at $499, they're losing money on that. Probably.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, at $499. Yeah. I still think it'll be $499.
I do too.
The first Blu-ray disc drive is going to be like what, $800?
HD DVD came out at $500, so it's kind of pushed the price down.
Oh, and
so.
Warner Home Video announced that their the first HD DVD movie they're putting out is that bullshit with Jennifer Aniston and Kevin Costner.
I saw it on a plane. It's terrible.
Why would you want that in HD?
That's a good rumor has it. HD DVD market.
Where he sleeps with the mother.
Yeah, the
and
one
the grandmother?
That's the thing. The riff on The Graduate. What's it called?
I think it's rumor. Whatever. Rumor has it.
Rumor has it. Good.
Maybe it was filmed digitally.
But Sony announced the first Blu-ray.
Whatever. That's not like, oh, I'm spending $700 on a player. I'm going to really showcase
It's a hybrid disc. I think that's what's special about that, right?
You see how wrinkly Kevin Costner is now.
Wow, it's thrilling.
But they announced the Blu-ray lineup, and it's a lot of like action movies, like Terminator and Stealth. Things with explosions.
Yeah, I'm going to drop $40 on that.
Not.
This guy looks so awesome. It's Blu-ray. It's perfect. I can't wait to have it blow me.
Xbox 360
and Valve are going to be working together. That's other news.
But it's not exclusive. People are reporting it as that. It's just like, Valve likes to make money. I think they'll play working with everybody.
Yeah, Valve. Yeah. So Valve's going to dip in, and hopefully we'll see something like Sin.
So Sin episode seems like a...
That seems like a logical
thing. What about,
choice.
I mean, Half-Life 2?
You know what, that's already actually been talked about, because I interviewed Thomas Stane at CES, and they had already like gone down the road of saying they could do it, and they were trying to figure out how do we do the distribution. Mm-hmm. Because the problem is, it's a game like Sin, at least the game core is such a large download. If they digitally distribute it over Xbox Live, it's going to really fill up the base hard drive.
It's funny that you mentioned digital distribution, because I think the secret story of E3 is going to be digital distribution for consoles.
Yep, I agree with you.
All three.
And I think
all
that three. Also helps explain the potential massive purchase, because it can change the structure of Xbox Live. Because if Gold is funded by ads, it'll change everything. And like, so the basic subscription goes away, that you get advertised to all the time, and then you just pay for content. And the Live becomes the billing mechanism.
And interestingly, rolled into that story about the Xbox numbers, I wish I had time to have printed it out before I walked down here, was they were showing the attach rate of how many 360 owners have a Live Gold account, and it was over 50.
The Gold weekends are already showing this happening, because they're brought to you by Verizon. They're doing another one. The week of E3, you're going to get Live for free because Verizon's paying for it. This is what's going to happen with everybody.
Which is good, because that actually, nice, that ties in perfectly to the fact that Peter Moore said that they're going to try and bring E3 to your living room. If you can't get to E3...
If they have Gears of War, Two Human, Mass Effect... downloadable demos on the first day of E3. That's a really good.
Just high def video. I mean,
that's
there was a video
like
to Human Hit
trailer or something for people to watch at home to make them feel like they're a part of the madness.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be really cool. It'd be a really cool use of Live. To jump back though, what we were talking about with the ads funding Gold, the Gold passes to Xbox Live. I think that should be what Microsoft's targeting for the future, because Sony is going to try and levy against Microsoft's online that ours is free. Mm-hmm. So Microsoft, in purchasing Massive, is hopefully positioning themselves to make their Xbox Live service free, paid for by advertising. Now, that leads to another conundrum of, if something's paid for by advertising that we're getting for free, how intrusive are the ads going to be? Which ties to a story that came out of last week, which was the Project Gotham cat pack. I've got plenty of oxygen, honey.
That's not going to help.
The Project Gotham caddy pack, and you spilled. The Project Gotham caddy pack is this rumored pack that is a partnership with Cadillac that's going to bring another 12-car pack to PGR for free. It's going to be and it's sponsored by Cadillac. Mm-hmm. Now, if that's the type of thing where when I'm downloading it for free and I'm just watching a Cadillac ad while I download, that's great. Mm-hmm. But if every time I go to pick a car, I get like some Cadillac theme music, mm-hmm. or I have to watch like a 14-second trailer, we're going to have crossed the line.
That weekend a few weeks ago, the Verizon stuff wasn't particularly intrusive. I mean, there was just Verizon branding in all the blades. And I mean, it's
a fine line.
Yeah.
And these companies, because someone will overstep the line. And when they do, they have to be held accountable for it. But if it's done like smart and sort of in the background, it's a great way to make it free.
But people do get used to ads. We're kind of used to pop-up ads. Now we're getting used to like 10 minutes of ads at the movies. It's possible that in 5 years we were used to watching a bunch of commercials on Xbox Live, and that would suck.
Mm-hmm. There'll be stuff while you're waiting to download. It's going to work like interstitials on a website, potentially, I would hope.
I think that's the majority of the good stuff, I guess.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about the PSP firmware. Yeah, you're really into that. John said before the break, Loco Roco, you can download, which is like a lot of people.
Yeah, but it's
here.
Japanese only right now, right?
You can still get to it. You can point your PSP at the Japanese website.
Right.
Which is Sony breaking something they said again, that they wouldn't do executables over download, and now here they are doing executables. It's like, just you have this ability. Why don't you just say it up front? It runs Flash now.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, I was actually approached by a PR guy the other day to ask me about PSP and like how they're positioning it. And I guess he's like
positioning it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like you said, I guess they're concerned or they're thinking about how they can bolster PSP. I mean, number one,
you got to
expect, first of all, there's got to be a PSP redesign coming, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Sony has always done that. PS1
to small. We're not going to see one for at least a year, maybe two.
I think they are doing it, but it's not soon.
So I guess the other question beyond that is...
And it's probably actually a sequel. It's probably a new machine.
Yeah. And it'll be hard drive based or flash memory based.
I hear it's going to be hard drive based.
Is there something they could do firmware-wise that would make you more interested in using the device?
Put good games out.
That's not firmware based. I mean,
no, but I mean
ultimately, at the end of the day, who really gives a shit?
Do you want it to be a PDA? Do you want
that? No, if I want a PDA, I'll get the thing that John has, his God phone. I'll get that. I want the PSP to play portable games that don't suck, and we're still having a hard time coming up with that.
Yeah. Field Commander.
I cannot get a copy from anyone in the office.
It moved to week after E3 now, but it's like the next wave.
Definitely. Well, I hear what Sony is thinking about positioning PSP is more towards like girls and older gamers. Like they want to try to be more like DS, because they realize that's working. Like people are buying DSs for their daughters, and like now adults are buying DSs, so they want to make more kids.
Loco Roco might help there, because
more
cute.
Kids
it's
games,
just two buttons
more
and...
quirky games, more creative games. But they're playing catch up now. Like they were supposed to pull gaming out of the gaming ghetto, instead now they have to like go back in the ghetto.
I want to use my PSP for the GPS.
Really?
Yes.
But they might not be bringing that out here, apparently.
Really?
It might be Japan only.
It's under consideration.
The argument being that there's lots of streets in Tokyo that don't have street names and stuff, so everyone gets lost, and, you know, it's an expensive thing to bring out. And I mean, I don't think there's any GPS thing for anything, even like PDAs and stuff, that's less than $200.
Right. So it's a hard proposition. Because I need the GPS. I
Kimmy
get lost
is always
everywhere.
Lost.
Don't women have like a minus 10 to direction or something?
Seriously, Kimmy has
exactly.
Kimmy has gotten lost like here in the office.
And that would make me carry around my PSP rather than my DS.
See, games would make
Does
me
it make you want to drop $500 on PSP stuff though?
You mean like peripherals for the GPS?
Well, you got like
stuff?
your $200 PSP and your $200 add-on and then the software and
yeah. Well, I guess so, because I already have the PSP rather than buying like an aftermarket GPS.
I think it's a dongle
it
as well.
It's
like a big thing.
Big thing that plugs into
it's
the
antenna. Che was a big fan of the Gizmondo GPS. He stole ours.
Che was a big fan of anything new.
Well, Che Chow, wherever you are, you stole EGM's Gizmondo.
There's our
GPS.
Podcast Gizmondo reference.
Yes! Can't beat it, just Gizmondo.
That's another Gizmondo story. Another guy got put in jail this week.
Which was good that she did that before I pointed out that gun. I just said, jizz.
I'm like, yeah, what's the latest on the Swedish Mafia?
There's two of
them now. This is a pretty good company. They run and...
And they keep wrecking perfectly good exotic cars.
Which probably troubles you.
It just does, very much. That's no way to treat an SLR or an Enzo. Yeah, apparently the guy that got like thrown in prison for impersonating, like, was it Homeland Security Officer?
He was the one that was at the scene.
Yeah, and then as the imaginary guy that ran off, who was apparently driving.
Right.
They've not tracked him down yet. And apparently they got these security badges for working with some company, and they tried to pass them off as Homeland Security passes.
It's wow. Nice. Sounds like 24.
A little bit. You know,
I need more time.
Yeah.
There is no time.
But they are kind of where they
Wow, that was rather shrill, wasn't it? All right, so before we slide off into John telling us about some Sun executive and 22 years of some nonsense, I think it's a good place to wrap it up for the day. What do you think? All right, so we also now have added to the radio lineup. We've got OPM, CGW, and EGM shows. You can check those out off of our podcast page on oneup.com. You already know where the message boards are. You got your question of the week to give us some hell about, and I'm sure that we'll also catch just a little bit of trouble over the whole Wii subject. And on that, we'll see you next week. This has been One Up Yours, a production of the Ziff Davis Game Group and part of the One Up Network. One Up Yours is hosted by Garnet Lee and John Davison, produced by Andrew Pfister and Mike Ng, and is published every Friday afternoon via the iTunes Music Store and from its home at oneup.com.